The reading is taken from John chapter 10, verses 1 to 5, 11 to 16. I tell you the truth, the man who does not enter the sheep pen by the gate, but climbs in by some other way, is a thief and a robber. The man who enters by the gate is the shepherd of his sheep. The watchman opens the gate for him, and the sheep listen to his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out all his own, he goes ahead of them, and his sheep follow him, because they know his voice. But they will never follow a stranger. In fact, they will run away from him, because they do not recognize a stranger's voice. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for his sheep. The hired hand is not the shepherd who owns the sheep. So when he sees the wolf coming, he abandons the sheep and runs away. Then the wolf attacks the flock and scatters it. The man runs away because he is a hired hand and cares nothing for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep, and my sheep know me, just as the Father knows me. And I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. I have other sheep that are not of this sheep pen. I must bring them in also. They too will listen to my voice, and there shall be one flock and one shepherd. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Well, good morning. It's great to be celebrating Father's Day together, even if we're still online. But as the father of two sons who have They've been pretty good and faithfully remembered Father's Day for more than 30 years, but I have to admit that until I started to prepare for this talk, I'd never really given much thought as to the significance of Father's Day. But as I hope you'll see, I'm really glad I've now done so. From early in my childhood, I've loved animals, and I've worked with both cows and sheep for over half of my working life, so I have a certain affinity with the Bible stories that relate to sheep and shepherds in particular. So when I began to think about Father's Day, my thoughts went to the 23rd Psalm and also to Jesus' teaching on the Good Shepherd. During lockdown, we've enjoyed walks across the fields south of Buckingham, and back in April, one of the footpaths we used went through a field with a flock of ewes looking after and feeding their newborn lambs. Another footpath across the same farm went through a field where a bunch of tups, or the dads, were lying around in the sun getting fat in the spring grass. They had that contented look of knowing they'd done their bit back in the autumn, could now just relax until the next mating season. They were quite happy to leave the mums to look after the lambs. Does that sound rather familiar to some? Sadly, it's a reminder that whilst many families are celebrating today, Father's Day will be painful for others for all sorts of reasons. There may be many who will have suffered from an absent father, or from neglect or abuse, or where a much loved father has died. But I hope too that the good news of the Good Shepherd will bring a sense of hope, comfort and encouragement to everyone. So this morning, I'd like to reflect on three aspects of fatherhood. What makes a good father? How can I be a good father, and how can I find a good father? So let's begin with looking at what makes a good father. It's pretty obvious if you think about it that none of us would be alive if a man had not played a part in our coming into existence. And given that starting point, let's try to shed some light on the role or purpose of fatherhood once we've been born. I asked a few people to identify what they thought were the characteristics of a good father. And their answers included unconditional love, a heart with no boundaries, selfless with time and attention, and willing to lay down his life for his child. Now that's pretty challenging for anyone trying to be a good father, but I believe that these thoughts and the ones we heard in the recorded interviews point us to a deep-seated need in all of us for a special kind of love and support, for a father's love. Sometimes when we were on our walks, we saw one of the shepherds checking out the ewes and lambs, and I wondered, could that also give us a hint of how God intends to meet our deepest needs. Could it be that God has a cunning plan to provide us all with the Father's love that we need? As far as we know, Jesus never actually looked after a flock of four-legged sheep, yet he confidently describes himself as the Good Shepherd. He's the shepherd who knows each of his flock by name, who is prepared to lay down his life for his sheep, and who looks out for them, ensuring shelter, a safe place to rest, and fresh pasture. Could he have been using that as a metaphor for his father-like love for us? Could we interchange the word shepherd with father and so learn from the Good Shepherd what a good father looks like? From what people have shared with me and from what Jesus taught his disciples, there are obviously many qualities of a good father, but perhaps we could summarize that in just a few words. So a good father is someone who loves us unconditionally, looks out for us at all times, treats us with patience and kindness, gives us their full attention when we need to talk, sets an example of a way of life that we want to follow, and is there to comfort and encourage us when we need it. Now in the Bible, the word comfort means to come alongside, to strengthen. And I was intrigued to find that the word orphan is sometimes translated as comfortless. So it's great to know that God promises to be a father to the fatherless and a comfort to the comfortless. And wouldn't it be great if we all, young and old, had someone who cared about us just like that? So secondly, how can I be a good father? When Jesus recommissioned Peter after the resurrection, he continued to use shepherd language. He told him, "Feed my lambs. Take care of my sheep. Feed my sheep." So if you're a dad, or even if you're not, Jesus provides us all with a great example of how to be a good father to others. Like Peter, we're commissioned to feed and care for both lambs and sheep. That includes all ages and not just our own family, but everyone. It actually means doing what Jesus told us to do, which is to love one another as he has loved us. I'm wondering, therefore, when we love and care for one another, as so many have been doing brilliantly in the last few months, are we actually being good shepherds or good fathers? If that's so, then this is something that anyone can do, young or old, man or woman. Could you think of ways in which you could be a father figure to draw alongside and strengthen someone in the coming days? So finally, how can I find a good father? When God planned the world, he gave instructions to ensure that every human being would be loved, protected, cared, and supported. But he also knew that some people were capable of being unreliable and negligent, even unkind, abusive and cruel. And sadly, we live in a world where despite some amazing people, there are still countless others suffering, especially from the lack of a loving, supported father. So it's great to be reminded as we pray, "Our Father in heaven," that there's one who knows us and loves us warts and all, and who has actually done something about it. Now, Jesus reminds us that God so loved the world that he gave his only Son that we might have eternal life. And that literally means life with God, because God is eternal. And Jesus was willing to go through the hell of crucifixion just for us. And right now, he lives to make a tangible difference to our lives. Quote from his Good Shepherd sermon, "I've come that you may have life and have it to the full." That's also translated as fullness of life or abundant life, and that's what he longs to give each of us. Now, before he ascended to heaven, Jesus assured his followers, "I will not leave you as orphans, I will come to you." And as we were reminded on Pentecost Sunday, Jesus Christ, the Son of God, wants to come and make his home with us. And he can do that through the Holy Spirit, who who will come to live in the hearts and minds of those who ask him. Jesus also describes the Holy Spirit as the Comforter, the one who draws alongside to strengthen. So God is not just an honorary Our Father who art in heaven. He is our unconditionally loving, fully present, caring, listening, supporting, comforting, and utterly reliable Father. And however brilliant or otherwise our earthly fathers may be, God alone can be to us the complete Father, the Dad that he intends all of us to have. So how can we experience his fatherhood? Now, Jesus loved to extend invitations, and I think this one is really helpful. He says, "Come to me, all who are weary and are burdened, and I will give you rest." And as we all know, an invitation can be ignored or declined or accepted. And if you would like to accept his invitation to come to him, and to begin to experience life with him as your father and your shepherd, you can actually do that right now. How? Well, Jesus backed up that invitation with another one. "Ask and you will receive, that your joy may be full." And if you respond with a yes, please, to an invitation from Jesus himself, you can be sure that he'll do what he's promised. So no matter what stage of life you may be at, please take a moment now to reflect. How has your experience of fatherhood been? Do you have or have you had a human father or a father figure, someone who has loved, cared for, and been there for you? If so, thank God for that person. Secondly, do you have sad or unhappy memories of an absent father or one who neglected or mistreated you? If so, pray for him and ask God to help you to forgive him. And thirdly, have you been a dad and you wish you'd been a better father? If so, you can ask for forgiveness and pray for God's blessing on your children. And finally, do you long to have the certainty that someone knows you intimately, loves you unconditionally, and is constantly there for you? If so, I want to assure you that you can find and connect with that someone right now. If that's you, picture in your mind Jesus holding out his arms to you and saying to you, "Come to me and I will give you rest." If you'd like to respond to that invitation, you might like to repeat this prayer after me. Lord Jesus Christ, the Good Shepherd, thank you for reminding me today that you know me, that you love me and long to be my shepherd, my loving Father. Thank you that you were willing to die on the cross for me so that I can now reconnect with you. Please forgive me for all the wrong and shameful things I have done. And right now, I gladly accept your invitation to come to you, the Good Shepherd. Please accept me into your flock and keep me close to you from now on. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Now, if you've prayed that prayer or feel that you'd like someone to help you to go deeper in your relationship with God as your Father and as your Good Shepherd, please get in touch with Will or Joe Wigley or myself, and our contact details are all on the BPC website. God bless you and Amen.